Hi, this is Greg Schultz from Storage.io. We're here at the S&W Fall 2012 in Santa Clara, and I'm here with Bruce Raven.
Hey, Greg, and hey, Dave. What do you think of S&W this fall so far?
Kind of sparsely attended, that's for sure. And I think half the people who did come just came for the cannolis they have at lunch here on the show floor. But other than that, not a lot going on.
The food is still incredible here, but I mean, as conferences go. But what would be your recipe to try to maybe add a little bit more? Energy infusion to S&W, maybe back to where it was.
Go to once a year and make sure if everybody's going to come, they're all going to get here on the same show instead of splitting it up twice a year.
Dave, I mean, you've been to a lot of S&W. You've been to a lot of other shows. You know, we've been at a lot of these shows together between celebrity sightings and just industry sightings. But the attendance here compared to the past is light. But how are you finding in terms of the quality, the content of the people? Is it always about the quantity versus the quality?
Well, I've been to a couple of decent sessions. There was a good solid state user panel yesterday and a fairly lively storage hypervisor vendor panel. And you know, some of the other sessions, I think the quality is pretty good. I don't know how many, you know, end users are here overall, but this is the first time I've been to an S&W in a couple of years. I haven't been to one in a while, and it seems like the drop-off from the last one I was at is noticeable.
What were the big buzzword bingo topics?
You know, everything flash and every storage defined something or other always comes up at every throughout the industry now. So you know, I think the new word for storage virtualization is software defined storage, which is not exactly snappier than storage virtualization.
You know the whole software defined networking. You know, the SDN, the Nicira being bought by VMware. I'm wondering if we haven't seen the software defined jumping the shark yet.
Software defined buzzwords.
There you go. A software defined buzzword. We've got to make an acronym out of it.
What do you think are some of the major challenges moving forward over the next couple of years, just in general for storage?
You're not talking about the conference, you're talking about storage?
In general.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the big challenge for storage for the last couple of years, I think, has been getting storage to work the same way with virtual machines as it always did in the physical world, and that's, you know, impacted backup, has impacted provisioning storage, and, you know, a lot of vendors are, especially smaller, newer guys, are trying to do their best to get around that by the way they architect their systems. The bigger guys are trying to play nicer with VMware to make it easier to provision. But, you know, I think that's probably the biggest challenge. And the other challenge is, you know, as the cloud takes off, you know, how much business will be lost by people moving data into the cloud and not on disk. And, you know, that changes the dynamic of If you can't sell it to end users, can you sell enough to cloud providers to make up for it?
Dave, one of the things that I'm hearing, and you're probably hearing this with from the users as well, I mean, there's, you know, Dave, there's what I always describe as industry adoption, what the industry, the insiders, the pundits, everybody talks about, versus customer deployment, which is the customers are actually doing something. And the industry talks in terms of cloud adoption, but, you know, I hear a lot about cloud deployments, but also concerns around the cloud, confidence, all these different things. What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Well, I think, obviously, in the beginning, there was a lot of concerns. It doesn't help when, you know, you get the Amazon outages every once in a while and that people lose data. But I think, I mean, I'm talking to more and more users who have become more comfortable and are, at the very least, kicking the tires. I don't know if too many people aren't at least looking into the cloud, and some people are starting small, putting data into the cloud. Backup, archiving seems to be the biggest use cases for the cloud, but it seems like people are starting to take a look at it and are willing to jump in. You know, I think the users' impression of the cloud isn't always what the vendors say. Vendors like people to believe if they're, you know, virtualizing servers that they're in the cloud, but you know, users look at it a different way, like moving data offsite and, you know, once it's off there, am I going to be able to get it back?
Yeah, that's part of that confidence. And, you know, the thing I always wonder about, Dave, is, again, there's what the vendors talk about, whether it's the hype or whether it's the FUD. But actually, we were tweeting about this the other day. It's like the tape naysayers or the cloud naysayers. I mean, how many of the tape naysayers have ever touched a tape? How many of the cloud naysayers have ever actually used a cloud? Or how many of the solid state pundits actually have solid state in their laptops?
Well, I think more, I see a lot of Mac air books out here, so I think a lot of people are starting to use solid state in the laptops, and I think And, you know, I've actually talked to some storage admins who said, you know, I had this in my laptop, and it really was smoking. I wanted to put it into, started looking to put it into storage arrays. So that could be a case where that could be actually be a driver for solid state. Of course, you know, I don't think you have to sell anybody on solid state performance anyway. It's just a question of price at this point.
We're getting a little bit into, in this series of podcasts that we're doing, we're getting a little bit into people's backgrounds, the kind, their interests and things like that. So you've been involved in search storage for a long time, so you're senior news director. What were you doing before that?
Directly before search storage, I worked for Byte & Switch, which is another storage publication. In earlier life, I was a reporter for United Press International, a news and sports writer. So I've been in journalism just about my whole career, not always technology, but...
What kind of sports?
Mostly football and boxing.
Oh, yeah. Who's your football team?
Well, the football team I root for is the Packers.
Yes!
Yeah! In fact, I'm going in the first weekend of November, I'm going to out to Lambeau. I have a bunch of friends from New Jersey. We all grew up Packer fans, and we make a trip out to Lambeau Field every year. So we're going out to see them play the Cardinals on November 4th or whatever that Sunday is, the first weekend in November.
First time to Lambeau?
No, I've been there about 15 times.
It's an incredible experience. Yeah. You know, I went to Wisconsin. I'm told that the experiences are very similar, a football game in Madison or in Green Bay.
I haven't been to Madison, but I hear the same thing with the college, yes, a big party. And in both cases, the college, I mean, Green Bay is almost like a college town as far as pro sports goes, because that's all they have is the Packers.
Yeah, very much so. It's just a whole great situation up there. How are the Packers going to do this year?
Well, they're not doing as well as they did last year, but they did beat Houston pretty good the other day, so hopefully they're on their way.
They might be getting it back together again. We hope so.
Yeah, and again, I'm not sure if you would call what they did to Houston a beating. I think that's putting it mildly. That was more like a thrashing, taking Houston out behind the woodshed.
Yeah. They've had a couple of great games this year. Now, I am a Chicago native, but I converted. My time in Madison at Wisconsin, I have actually over the years and over the decades become a Packer fan.
That's a pretty big conversion. Chicago to Green Bay, then that not exactly any love lost between those cities.
No, I'm not sure I should have probably said this in a public domain, but it's true. I am green and gold.
Well, if you have to go back to Chicago, you don't want anybody to know you're a Packer fan.
Exactly.
You know, on that note, it is time to head off to some of the other sessions, check out some of the other things that are going on here. Dave, great for you to take some time out of your busy schedule to stop by and visit with us.
No problem. Always good chatting with you guys.
Yeah. Bruce?
Thank you very much, Greg. Thank you very much, Dave.
And again, this is Greg Schultz from Storage.io from SNW 2012 Fall Edition. Okay, enough said.